The president of the U.S. Copts Association, Michael Mounier, is currently in Egypt acting as the foreign media spokesman for the newly formed Coalition for Democratic Change. He told Kelsey Brennan Wessels about some of his concerns over the current security situation in the country.
Well, right now we have the demonstrators are still successful in maintaining control of the Tahrir Square. We closed all entrance to it except one entrance where the demonstrators are checking IDs and making sure people are going in are weapon free, etc. But we have words that pro-Mubarak paid for demonstrators are headed in, toward the square today to try to end the protests once and for all. And we called to the army to come in and take an active role rather than stand idle and watch as this last night it was almost a slaughterhouse in the square. Five people are confirmed dead and over 1,000 people injured.
Now, what's the safety situation like? Of course, not in the square, but even just around the city. Is it safe to be out on the streets? Is it safe to sleep at night?
It's not safe to sleep at night at all. During the day, it's a little better because there's so many people on the street. At night, there's a curfew that starts at 5 p.m. When the curfew starts, peaceful people go into their homes. There are looters. There are no police presence to enforce it. Few military tanks around in every street, so they can't actually maintain anything. They don't get involved with anything. Last night, we felt like we were in a war zone with gunfire being heard everywhere around Cairo, with people that I'm in touch with. Everybody was hearing automatic weapons, gunfires. It looked like street fights. So as it is, we don't even know. We know just there were 5 dead in Tahrir Square. We don't know what happened across the country. The country is disintegrating because of the lack of safety. And I think the government is very slow to bring back the police force to show people that they're needed and show them that their safety, which is the most dear thing to everybody, is at risk if this demonstration continues.
In fact, international governments are calling on their citizens who are in Egypt to evacuate as soon as possible. Do you know anyone who's evacuated? Or is there a sense of just people trying to get out?
I think most people, this call has been coming in slowly. At first, governments were urging people to leave and people packed the airport. Right now, there are only a few people are left, and I think international media and some people like myself who chose to stay while could leave and the rest, I think, they're gone by now.
You, of course, are the president of the U.S. Copts Association. Can you tell me a bit about how this political crisis is affecting Egypt's Christian community?
When we started, I believe over 20-plus years ago, we started teaching the Egyptian people how to demonstrate, we being the Copts. We were the first groups to demonstrate outside in Washington and Europe, everywhere. And slowly but surely in 2002, 2003, 2004, and specifically from 2005, we started taking off onto the streets here in Egypt, protesting the discrimination, persecution that we faced, and we started demanding our rights. Now it's became sort of an Egyptian movement. Everybody is demonstrating, and it took a couple of years from everybody who has grievances to go out and demonstrate, and all of a sudden it just erupted after Tunisia. The situation here is we want to be part of the political movement. We want to be part of the freedom movement. We have been, and we consider ourselves the people that took lead in that. And we want to be part of the Egyptian society. We are part of Egypt. And so on the streets, in Tahrir Square, we have some Coptic monks that came on their own protesting and demonstrating. And maybe monks, not priests, because the priests are attached to churches. And that there's fear that if this doesn't succeed, the government will retaliate. But the monks are free because they're in monasteries and they have more power, I think, to come and go without being affected or have a church or people to be affected by. There are cops all over the place, and there are cops in the leadership and the opposition movement and the decision-making. The worries that everybody's having is how much, say, are the Muslim Brotherhood going to have? They have joined forces with Dr. Mohammed al-Baradei, which was very disappointing for us to see that happen. But we're determined and we're hopeful. That was the youth turning on to the streets this way. The majority of the people demonstrating are liberals and believe in religious freedom and democracy. That things even after Mubarak would be more open, where we can get our rights, and if the Muslim Brotherhood participate in elections as a political party, they can participate. We had discussions yesterday with their leadership and some other leaderships in the opposition movement, and we all agreed that whatever happens, Egypt needs to stay secular country, and the constitution needs to stay secular. Any new forming, or if they allow the forming of political parties, these political parties need to be secular parties, not attached to a religion or an idea again. But things are moving fluidly here. You never know who's going to abide by their agreements and who's not.
Are the cops collaborating with other religious minorities?
In general, we have in the past with the Baha'is and with the little Shia present, with also some other non-religious minorities such as the Nubians and other groups in Egypt. But all these groups are very, very small. The cops make up about 13 million in Egypt. The Baha'is are about 200-300. The Shia are about 60 or 70. So 60 or 70 people, not thousands. So it's Egypt has succeeded in actually getting rid of all of its minorities, with the exception of the cops. So we are having, we've always kind of embraced them and worked with them abroad and inside Egypt. Right now, it's very scary moments, and few people are actually going out to have meetings and participate in them, because most of us are targeted and we're sleeping at safe houses, and it's going crazy because you never know what this regime is going to do. I mean, look at what they did yesterday to send some people to throw Molotov firebombs at peaceful protesters was just unthinkable.
All right, well, that wraps up all the questions I have for you, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I mean, I would like the international community to exert more power on the Egyptian government and on Mr. Mubarak, that whether he stays or goes, he first needs to respect what he said he was going to do, and second, he needs to respect the human rights and dignity of the people protesting. It is unacceptable to send thugs, police, security officials with dressed in civilian clothes with guns and swords, and give them horses and camels to go and try to attack protesters and cause this chaos. It's unacceptable for him to have his security forces attack the Egyptian museum, which is houses one-third of the world's treasures, and with fires, so it will be destroyed. This is the Taliban regime thinking and acting, and the world needs to stand stronger and demand that he leave, so we can at least maintain Egypt's treasures for the world, not just for Egyptians.